Hafaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
This is a great illustration for you and me when we get in positions where we don't know what to do.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the pastor of Harvest Baptist Church, and our speaker for Heart of Harvest, a daily program that's brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Pastor Herron turns to Exodus chapter 14 today as he shares with us some of the Red Sea rules.
We had a graduation at the college, Northland Baptist Bible at the time. It was an institute that became a college. They went from a two-year program to a four-year program. We were there, and I'd been there at the college for a couple of years. And every year graduation, this is how we did graduation. We had the seniors. At the time, there was about 12 or 13 seniors. And the primary campus is on a lake, a 10-acre freshwater lake. So we had an auditorium outside. There were pews, there were benches, but they weren't padded. That was on one side of the lake. On the other side of the lake was where the buildings were. So we come to graduation. The seniors were on the other side of the lake, and they got on a pontoon boat. That's like a boat that could put maybe 25 people on there. And it was just flat. It was like a barge, a small little barge. And so what we did was they would stand on that, and then they would put them on that pontoon boat, and they would motor them. We're all waiting. We're all waiting right here. Here they come. That happened the first year. My second year there, I was not responsible for anything to do with graduation. I was just a teacher, and I was a camp director. And then I had this horrible image of the same thing happening. It wasn't 12. There was like 15 of them now coming. Everybody's watching this. And I had this horrible thought. What if that thing goes down? What if that pontoon boat, like, flips over? What if, you know, someone falls off? They're in their black robes with regalia and hats flapping. And so between that second year and third year, I went to the people involved and I said, we need to change something, okay? This is really cool, and it's unique to Northland. No one else ever, nobody that I know of even does that. But I'm telling you, next year, there were like 18 to 20 graduates, and you better get a bigger pontoon boat, and that pontoon boat doesn't always work right anyway. You're going to have a problem. I'm just warning you. I'm like the prophet. Don't do it. They decided to do it again. Here they come, the third year, about 20 graduates. And by now, there are more people on that pontoon boat. And it's a little windier. They're coming. Everybody's watching. Robes flapping, hats. And all of a sudden, they make a big turn. And the water is lapping right on the edge of the boat. Have you ever been in a boat where it looks like it's going to capsize and water's going to start? That's exactly what it was. And they're standing on this pontoon boat. No life jackets. Not one life jacket. The ladies are in high heels. The guys are in nice-looking shoes. Here they come. And they start turning towards the middle of the lake. I'm part of this faculty. I'm just watching this. I'm breaking out in a sweat now. I'm thinking, oh, Lord, please, no. My prophecy, don't let it come true. And they make one big circle. And I'm thinking Dave Smale was a guy, and he had a motor, man. Big circle. I'm starting looking around like this. You know how, like, is this part of the program? This is not part of the program. You know what happened? The steering got messed up on that pontoon boat. And it would start going in a circle. Away from us, like, come, come, come. And they're, and I am not kidding you, they barely got it to the shoreline. Water was lapping on the edge of this pontoon boat. And you know what? That was the last time they ever did it. The last time they ever did it. They got off, they're all wet, up to the dock, You know, they finally got off. It all ended up happening. But I'm going to tell you, after that, no more. No, I didn't do that no more. I remember sitting at graduation thinking, this is going to be a disaster. We're going to be in the papers. You know, Northern Baptist Bible Institute in college, whole senior class goes down with their degrees. We granted them posthumous degrees. They all graduated. Now, you know, have you ever been in a situation where it's just like, oh, we are in trouble, big trouble. You know, like a knot in your stomach, like this is going to be nothing but trouble. Now, if you keep that idea in your mind, turn to Exodus 14. I want to talk about a group of people that got themselves into trouble, and actually, they really didn't get themselves into trouble. They were doing and being what they should be, and it's a familiar story to you. And this comes off of, actually, an idea that I read a book called Red Sea Rules. It was a book by Robert Morgan, and he was headed over to the Middle East, and there was a major problem in his life, and he was really struggling with it and didn't know how God was going to work it all out. And out of that was drawn to this Exodus 14 passage and began reading through this passage. And out of that, he realized that the reality of the Red Sea in a word was this, that God will always make a way for his tired yet trusting children, even if it must split the sea to do it. What he's talking about is Exodus 14, 1 through about 15. Let me summarize this for you. Do you remember this passage? Back up in chapter 13, 21, when the Bible says, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way in the night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. And he took away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. You see, he was leading them. And then the story goes on to document how that verse 14, the Lord spoke to Moses and he told them that he wanted to encamp at this one location in Egypt, right by the sea, verse 2. He told them, Pharaoh's going to see the children of Israel and they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart, he said. So verse 5, he told the king of Egypt, the people fled. It was told them. And the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And we said, what do we do? This Israel go before serving us? We realized we don't have any more servants. So he made ready his chariot and he took his people with them. He took 600 of those chosen chariots of Egypt. In verse 8, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he went after the children of Israel. And the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh. And his army, and he overtook them encamping by the sea, exactly where God told them to encamp. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, and the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and beheld the Egyptians that marched after them, they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said to the Lord, because there are no graves in Egypt, you've taken us away to die in the wilderness, and you've dwelt with us to carry forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, we may serve the Egyptians? It had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, fear ye, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. And he's going to show you today, for as Egyptians whom you've seen today, you're going to see them again no more. The Lord will fight for you, and you'll hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel. And go forth, lift up your rod, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it. The children of Israel are going to go on dry ground against the midst of the sea. And you know what? Verse 19, the angel of the God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face, and it stood between them. In verse 21, Moses stretched out his hand, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by strong east wind all that night. And the sea became dry land. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground. And ultimately what happened was, in verse 30 and verse 29, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land, verse 29, in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right and their left. And thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the land and hand of Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. That's a powerful, powerful story, almost unbelievable. In this one book, he suggests what he calls the Red Sea Rules, there are rules that he noticed in this passage, and they gave 10 of them. Now, I narrowed it down to 5, and they're almost like unfolding life rubber rafts and saying, this is going to get you through difficult problems when you don't know what else to do. And what I'm going to just give you is one today. Basically, there are ways to handle dilemmas and discouragements when you're caught between literally the devil and a deep sea. Because these, the children of Israel, were just that. They were caught between Pharaoh and the sea. And that is such a good picture that later Paul put down 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. This is how Paul said, these things happened to them for examples unto you, that you would learn. And he's saying, those same events that happened in the wilderness by those people are for us today admonitions, examples. Let me give you just one, because this is a great illustration for you and me when we get in positions where we don't know what to do, we're under pressure, and you are going to be in the middle of pressures. You're going to have temptations. You're going to have people come your way. You're going to be facing issues again about your home, your family, unresolved conflicts. And there are going to be times you don't know what to say and what to do. You're going to be feeling just like these people, that you've got somebody on this side and you've got an unresolvable, I don't know where to go. Your feet are standing on the shoreline and all you've got is ocean in front of you and you don't know what to do. What do you do? Let me give you the first of 10. Number one is that you've got to realize that God means for you to be where you are. God means for you to be where you are. And you know what happens? Worry is like a trickle of fear that meanders through our mind, cutting a channel into which all other thoughts flow. And these people begin wondering, God, do you know where we are? Are you aware that what's going on right now? And he is aware. He's well aware. And the interesting note is when you look at this passage, really what happened was that God put them in this place. And yet God had a sovereign plan for after 360 years to move his now not one family in Joseph. But it didn't stop the sovereign plan, because ultimately Joseph was used to, out of his family came a nation of almost 3 million people that God birthed out of Egypt to now bring to this point and bring them out. And all of this was used so that God's sovereign plan would happen. He will do the same for you. God will hear the cry of the humble, as he did in verse 10 when they cried out to the Lord and God answered prayer. And out of that, God fulfilled Romans 8:28, all things work together for good, and brought them to the point of usability.
Thank you for listening in to today's message with Pastor Marty Heron on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921, or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening in, and be sure to join us at this same time tomorrow for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.